So the gopis, when Krishna left Vrindavan, they lost hope, but somehow they kept holding on to Krishna. They went through great agony. So, you know, this agony doesn't seem any way relishable at all. And if even the gopis can sometimes lose hope, then what is the hope for us in our practicing bhakti? As I started the class by explaining that love is both through expressed through both attention and recollection. And in a sense, love in separation is love intensified manifold. I'm going to speak this elaborately in a later class, but I'll just mention it briefly, that separation does to love what wind does to fire. You know, if there is a forest fire, here there are bushfires often in Australia. So, if there is a big fire and if there is stormy wind at that time, what will happen? The fire spreads. So, like that, for the gopis, their love for Krishna was like a blazing forest fire. And separation from Krishna was a stormy wind. And that intensified their love much, much more. And in fact, Krishna himself, at various places in the Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, various places, Krishna explains how the intensity of the absorption in his remembrance that the gopis had, that is unparalleled. And that absorption in Krishna is what defines the gopis as the highest devotees. Now, of course, we shouldn't think that, okay, if I become separated from devotees, my devotion will also increase. No. We have to think, same metaphor applies in another way also. You know, if there is a stormy wind, and instead of a fire, we have a candle. The candle will get extinguished. So, our love for Krishna right now is like a candle. So, it's not like a blazing forest fire. So, if we go away from devotee association, our affection often gets weakened, often extinguished. So, we need association very much. But the principle is there that love, that separation can intensify love. And because the gopis' love was intensified so much, that's why they are considered the exalted devotees. And when we say they lost hope, now they lost hope does not mean that they gave up on Krishna. They always loved Krishna, but they thought that maybe Krishna will never come back. If they had completely just lost hope, you know, they could have very well given up their bodies. So, there is a beautiful prayer in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Radharani says that Krishna, from the moment you left me and went away, since my body has become like a blazing forest fire. And this forest fire of separation from you, my soul is burning. And I am like if an animal is trapped in a cage and the cage is set on fire. The animal is scorched from all sides. The only hope for the animal is to somehow open the bolt of the cage and rush out. What? Says like that, Krishna, the only relief for me when I am burning in separation from you is that I give up this body. But your words that I will come back, your words, I'll come back, are like the bolt to the cage. Because you said you will come back, and if you come back and I'm not there, then you will feel disappointed. I want to be there to serve you when you come back. And for that sake, I live on. So although the gopis were in great agony, but still they lived on because they wanted to serve Krishna when he came back. That's what makes them exalted devotees. And as far as our sadhana bhakti is concerned, now we need to have around us association that gives us hope and encouragement. We need those devotees who understand us and those who guide us and especially encourage us. Because all of us will at different times slip, fall, and at that time, someone has to lift us up. If we know no one to lift us up, then we will often lose our faith and lose our hope. We may give up the practice of bhakti. If a devotee lapses and falls, should say that, you know, it's like a soldier fighting on a war, getting wounded. Now, a soldier who is wounded needs to be sent to the hospital, not to the prison, isn't it? Now, sometimes, if devotees have some difficulties, things will become very judgmental. Oh, this person has fallen away, this person has gone into Maya, this person has deviated. Now, that is like somebody who has become wounded. Everybody struggles with their faith, everybody struggles with their desires and temptations. Somebody gets wounded. A wounded person is to be taken to the hospital, not to the jail. So, if somebody has some problems in spiritual life, we should not judge them and condemn them. Rather, we try to help them in whatever way we can. And when we said we should, we also have to find out in our devotee circle who are those devotees who are going to judge us and condemn us, and we keep a distance from them. And those devotees who understand us and encourage us, those are the association we should cherish. Even if we have one devotee like that, that itself can help us to move onwards in our spiritual life through a substantial amount of storms. So our hope comes from Krishna, our hope comes from the spiritual master, our hope comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Mahavadanyaya avatar. But all that mercy needs to also manifest to us in a way that is accessible. And often that accessibility means that we do need to remember their mercifulness, but we also need someone in the devotee association who understands and cares for us. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So, is that episode of Gopi's separation?